Irish users were among the 500 million people affected by the recent data breach of personal data, including names, Facebook IDs and phone numbers. The non-profit group Digital Rights Ireland has made a complaint to the Irish Data Protection Commission and now wants to take the case to the Irish courts. Anton O'Loughlin, Director of Digital Rights Ireland, has more. Anton, 500 million people, how many in Ireland do they know, and what would this breach mean to each of them?
There's just short of a million people in Ireland. Generally, people don't know because Facebook hasn't informed them. They've said that this isn't a breach, and they don't necessarily have to. They don't necessarily have to inform the users. What does this mean for the users? Well, at the simplest level, it might mean that you get more nuisance calls. You know, those strange calls from Tunisia or calls from direct marketers, which, you know, they're ringing, taking a chance, trying to sell some scam. Now, they will, as well as having your number, they're going to have some information about you. You know, they're going to have your name. They could maybe check your Facebook page, see if they could find anything out about you. They might know what your job is, and they might know more specifics of where you live. Because all this data was in the file for some of these people. And previously, of course, this file was for sale on the internet, you know, on the dark web. It was trading quietly, but now it's actually available for free. You know, it's available to download. That's not being charged for. Okay. So a lot of people are going to have this file. And as we say, there's nearly a million Irish people in it and 500 million people worldwide.
And as briefly as I can, because I know there's so much involved in this, you've made a complaint to the Data Protection Commissioner. You're now looking at a multi-party action in the Irish courts against Facebook. What that involves and how do people join in?
Okay, it's the way the action works is that the GDPR, which is the law that protects the data protection law in Europe, which protects Irish and European consumers, it allows a group like Digital Rights Ireland to take a case on behalf of complainants, of ordinary people who have had their data breached, and that's the procedure that we're using. The way this works is that people sign up with us. First, they can go to facebookbreach.eu. And they can express their interest, and that will put them on the path to joining our group.
There's a catch, though, isn't there? They have to make a contribution. They have to pay.
They will have to make a contribution. The contribution will be a lot smaller than what it would take to bring a case like this. So a case like this is an expensive thing to bring. You know, it can't be done without considerable expense. So it'll be a lot less than what it would cost to take a case yourself.
So am I talking hundreds?
No, you'd be talking less than hundreds.
Less than, so what? I'd be talking something like 100 quid, 50 quid? Just that give people a scale, a sense of the scale.
I think it will be that sort of money. That's
okay.
The sort of contribution we would hope for. And on the other hand, on the other side of it, I mean, this has two benefits. On the one side, you know, there's the possibility of getting damages. I believe there's a good possibility of that you'll get a return in terms of getting a damages payment. But the really big upside is this: it gives an incentive to companies like Facebook not to do things like this again.
Okay.
Because the prospect of a big payout is what's really going to make them take care of end users' privacy and data protection.
We'll see how it all develops. Thank you for speaking to us this morning, Anton O'Loughlin of Digital Rights Ireland.